Good morning. Today is Monday, November the 29th. Joining us this morning, Mr. Rob Barkley. Good morning.
Hello, Brian. How are you?
Good. You do any duck hunting?
I did.
Last week?
Saturday.
We got
two limits, and it was wonderful, of mallard.
Two limits, and there were three of you?
No, there were two of us.
Okay, good. Better than one. Just double checking on the pronoun.
No, my age, my days of breaking the law and thinking it was funny are gone. I remember growing up in Arcata, we'd get a big storm in, and it meant we were going down to night hunt widgeon on the bottoms.
Well, that was before LP was out there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, things have changed.
Yes, they have.
A little bit, yeah. Oh, all right. I got a weird one here for you, but why is the devil portrayed as having horns and hooved feet?
Would that be from the Greeks, where they had Mars had horns and some of that stuff?
You got about 95% right.
Okay.
You've been to Greece?
No.
Oh.
I want to, though.
Yeah. I know. We watched Mamma Mia again this weekend.
Isn't that a great...
It's like,
Yeah. Although, what's his name? Pierce Brosnan sure can't carry a tune.
No, it was nice to hear the group do it.
Yeah.
The answer. The image of the devil began with medieval art, and it's believed that this may have been taken from the description of satyrs in Greek mythology. The satyrs were attendants to Bacchus, the god of wine, and they were characterized as lazy, lecherous, evil drunkards who spent most of their time chasing nymphs through the forest. They had small horns and hooved feet.
Well, I would give myself a flat C. That's not almost. That's not 95%.
You got Greek.
I got Greek. That's it. It begins and ends there.
Yeah. Yeah. And if probably we would spend any time, Bacchus would have come into play too.
I love Bacchus.
Yeah, I bet you do.
My patron saint.
Yeah, doesn't have a holy day named after him yet,
no,
though.
No, he does not.
Yeah, your influence doesn't go that far.
No,
please. So what do you think about this new variant off the COVID virus that they... To me, it's interesting on a whole bunch of levels, but I'm curious for you.
Well, when it came out, Sharon and I heard it about 5 in the morning, I said, boy, the markets are going to tank over this because they overreact. And they did. Doesn't sound like it's a bad one.
No, just a very large question mark.
No, I don't think it sounds like a bad one. I just really don't. And I am not going to live in urgency, fear, and alarm. I just refuse to do so.
But isn't it interesting? I'd had this thought and had vocalized it a couple of times, and then I heard it last night in Cunningham. How the response from so many countries, from people that have poo-pooed what President Trump had done, they are now emulating.
And they do that across everything.
But it just was intriguing, and obviously it's not been picked up by the news media either. I'm intrigued by, how do they find that there is a new one? Yeah, is that just through the normal testing? Because I thought the test was yes or no to this particular thing. How is there...
We could ask my son-in-law, Jeff Holland, and he'd probably know.
He'd nail it?
But
okay.
I have zero idea.
You now have got a homework assignment.
Yes, I do, and I'll do it. I love homework.
You mentioned the economy. Obviously, there's a little fluidity going on, at least on Friday. What's it looking like for this week? Is it going to continue to kind of bounce around? I mean, it makes sense that the airline and the cruise industries would be taking it on the chin as long as there's this big question and people shutting things down and the moving sand, so to speak.
Well, I think the market's really hot right now, and it's very difficult to stop it. The consumers have a lot of money. Now, do we have inflation? I think that is one of those that it's not transitory. It's embedded, baby. Use a capital I with inflation. And
I thought that was for you and I.
Yeah, it is. That's it.
Yeah. Inflation is now spelled with two letters.
Iflation.
You and I.
Yeah, it is. But you go to the store and it's unquestionable. Look at the cost of a Diet Coke. It was like $2.50. And I went, wow.
For a can?
for a can or a bottle, plastic bottle at
the
front desk at Safeway.
Okay, you're one of the 2 liter jobs?
Yeah, no.
Oh, just the little guys?
Little guy.
2.5?
Yeah.
You know where the real money is right now? Bobbing out there in the ocean.
The crab?
No. All those barges with all those resources on them. That whole thing is interesting to me. Biden had said that he was changing or rolling back some of the carbon standards for the trucks to try to get this stuff out. I had heard over 50% of all tractor trailers running in America cannot come into California because of the carb standards.
Correct.
But that he was doing some kind of relaxation.
But they also weren't working 24/7. Truckers are, there's a shortage of drivers because, you know, they're not paid very well. It's a really hard job. And so.
Yeah, it's as physical as any job.
Yeah, no one perceives that, but it's a really difficult job.
Drive for 10 hours. One time. You'll feel,
one time.
You got it.
Yeah. And then sleep in your dang truck. And you wake up feeling like not good.
Yeah. Under the tires.
Yes.
It's 8:20.
Join Warren Eckstein on KINS in the 6 o'clock hour as he explains pet behaviors, different fun facts, tips, and all sorts of info about your animals and the way they think and act.
Here are just some of the things that kids learn when they have pets in their life.
If you're an animal lover, this is absolutely the program you need to hear.
You know, vocalizations are a very important part of animal communication and their language. Hi, this is Warren Eckstein. Hear my daily pet tip weekdays on KINS FM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. Boy, the fog just rolled in pretty hard along the highway.
Oh, this is under dank in the phone book. Yeah. This is what this
is. We hit it yesterday coming back from Sacramento. It was really weird where the Scotia Bridge is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The fog followed the river.
Oh.
We'd not seen that before. And it was the deep, heavy gray. But Rio Dell itself was in sunshine. So you had the normal bank that's waiting for you.
Yeah.
And then this kind of came around.
The finger came up.
Yeah, it was really kind of cool.
Well, flying in the other day, we looked down, and every river valley had fog, and everything else was clear, except for the airport.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, no
kidding. It was under pea soup.
It's fall. So what do you think about the economy? Obviously, we've got inflation. It is there. There's still a lot of question about what's going on. Who's in charge? Who knows what's going on the structural side of things? You've got the economist kind of up in the air with it. The banking and the finance community is kind of questioning what's going on, and yet the stock market's continuing to chug.
Well, one, the banks have great capital ratios and great necessity to loan. So it's a fun time to be a borrower. Number two, the economy is running hot. Make no mistake about it. It's just really is. But
from what?
The cash, the injections of cash.
The false economy.
The false economy.
Okay.
And so it's good. I don't think we can possibly say it's a bad economy. It's just not. But is it going to continue? Yeah, I think it continues for quite a while.
With government largesse or?
Government largesse.
Okay, so that they're just going to keep
printing money. They say they're going to taper, but I don't know what tapering is at the scale they're tapering. I mean, money is just...
Yeah, they could cut 50%, and it's still...
Way
big
high.
Numbers.
Oh, boy. It's just way high. And I don't see how we get out of our box anymore.
is it as transparent as buying votes?
I think it's more philosophical than buying votes.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think you talk to someone like an AOC who is probably a good strategist as far as conveying her message, which is not one I agree with. But as far as having an underpinning of understanding, she doesn't understand a thing. But that's what we're dealing with. So we're dealing with people who don't understand how to resolve problems but know what they want things to look like. Does that make sense?
I kind of see it as Machiavellian. We get to the end, and however we get there, we got to the end point.
Yeah, the ends justify the means.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that's right. That's right. It's a hard thing to deal with these days. It really is.
Obviously, it's not sustainable.
No.
Okay. Is it electionable next year, or is it going to? You hear what a lot of the pundits are saying, and it's a house of cards, and somebody's going to be opening the door pretty quick.
You don't know, Brian. You can wait around forever and never get the answer, but when it goes pop, it will not be, gee, there's going to be a little air leaving the balloon. It's a slow leak. This will not be a slow leak. This will be an absolute balloon that's stretched beyond anything exploding, and it will take everything with it.
Depression-esque?
It's hard to have a depression with the amount of liquidity.
There are things that are existing that just don't normally exist simultaneously.
These are counter forces that we're dealing with, and it's an odd time.
If the Republicans take both houses, does that forestall, delay some of the addressing these situations? Does it neutralize it? Does it pull it back?
No, I think Biden will just use the administrative state to push his agenda and to push his things. I mean, really what they're trying to do is go cold turkey on fossil fuel, and the prices be damned, and they've made the decision. We're making a transition from fossil fuel to green energy, period. Tough.
Well, yeah, and I find it curious that they're trying to put it at the feet of OPEC, that gas prices are at 5.5. I've heard projections 6.5 next spring.
I bank with a Texas bank that is a subsidiary of an Oklahoma bank. Their oil DNA goes deep.
Right.
They think it's just going to be a great time to oil wells.
Great. So Dallas comes back as a TV show.
JR.
Yeah. Hagman from the grave. Okay. But for the rest of us, we're paying for the transportation cost. And then the material, whatever the product is also having additional energy costs to make, mill, develop it for
refined.
Market. Yeah, or refine. I was thinking more food products and dairy products and things like that. And then we're having to pay for it ourselves. I mean, it's embedded 3 or 4 different layers.
Well, that's why it's not transitory.
Yeah.
I mean, it's carved in stone.
If they open up the Keystone,
it helped. There's not a
normalize?
Single fix.
Okay.
It's too big a problem.
Because it's systemic or because of all of the steps that have been taken?
Systemic and all the steps. There's just not one simple solution.
It's 8:30.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning, KINS. News and information time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Rob, the state kind of, well, since last we got together, we had the recall thing.
Yep.
And repercussions thereof. What kind of read do you have on next year's election cycle in California? Is Newsom now very comfortably entrenched and he can stay governor as long as he can stay governor? Or has there been some weaknesses exposed that somebody, perhaps not Larry Elder, but somebody could make a run at it and really get some traction and bring some of these issues that have been concerning for a lot of us to the forefront?
California's flipped. It's if I were a Democrat or progressive, I'd be genuinely nervous because a lot of things are going to the Hispanics are becoming conservative voters. Was Elder the right guy? Obviously not. But if you were Newsom, you wouldn't have thought it would be that close. That wasn't that, I mean, they say easily, no, he didn't.
It wasn't that far off, but yet his response was all of a sudden, here comes some more edicts out of Sacramento.
Well, yeah, but that's the way the Biden administration's done it too. They win by a total of 40,000 votes on the Electoral College, and they act, and it's a 50-50 Senate and a three-seat majority in the House, and they act like they have a mandate. So
that's, so just do it until you're told to stop?
I think they do it until they stop.
Okay.
Yeah.
This redistricting of our end of the state, I don't know if you've seen that one that shows the district not being north-south but east-west.
Is that happening?
It's a proposal. I think these have to be recommended and then voted on.
But not nationally.
No, not
statewide, but voted on by the legislature.
Yeah.
I just don't see our local electeds forfeiting a very, very, very safe seat.
Yeah, I think it would flip us into a conservative rather than a liberal.
Yeah, I don't think they want to do that.
Yeah. It's an intriguing concept, though.
Listen, reapportionment's intriguing no matter how
you do it. You said you were involved in sausage making down in Louisiana a little bit.
A little bit.
Did it turn out the way that you had thought?
It's not turned out yet, but it
okay, it hasn't
looks,
solidified?
The fight is on the national seats. Boy, there's a lot of big money on both sides on these state reapportionments districts for the Congress. On the other hand, the states themselves, instead of not national but local electeds, it's not as contentious.
So a little bit easier to arrive at a decision.
Right. But the national money and the litigation, before a map had been proposed, the Dems were suing in Louisiana.
Now, is that true in most states? Or
yeah,
I guess the purple states?
I think reapportionment is a hot button these days. It's a big deal.
Do we understand what it really means as an electorate?
No.
And one man, one vote, right?
Maybe. In what area?
Yeah. Okay, 1.5 votes.
Yeah.
Give or take a few. Yeah. What do you see is going to be the item or series of items that's going to bring confidence back, whether it's in the medical community with the vaccines and what Dr. Fauci is doing, with the news media, what their slants are or aren't, with the electeds? I mean, to have the president's approval rating down in the low 30s of the VP in the low 20s. I mean, regardless of what color or brand they are, that's got to be concerning for Americans.
I think we're turning the corner on all this. I think the power and the ability to shape public opinion is dwindling. We're all skeptical. We've lived through years of being told up is down and down is up. And we're all kind of going, you know what? We know better. We're not stupid. We're going to do it this way.
But using the internet as a source material is kind of,
I don't know if internet's as big as it is just common sense. I think people are, we're having a rebirth of common sense.
Well, that would be a joyous moment.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be just electric in every way?
Where do the independents fit in? Is that the third party now? Because it certainly seems to be not as predictable, which is okay. More thinking more rather common, than party
more,
line.
More of the common sense.
Yeah.
They are true free agents. And that's the common sense that I told you about. And
they seem to be driving the bus, though.
No. Right now, I'd say the Democrats are driving the
bus. You think?
I think absolutely they're driving the bus. They will.
Is there any gas in that bus?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, you're spot on. That's it.
Because I keep hearing and sensing independent, 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 whether it's the truly registered independent or
yeah, the likely
libertarian
voting
or
independent. Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost refreshing because now you can't take anybody for granted, and that means I see it as a more healthy
battle,
process.
It's a true battle of ideas too. That's what I enjoy.
Yeah, the forum is
the
now
forum
yeah.
is ideas, and I was amazed. You can see Jared Huffman really wants to go up the ladder in Congress, and there he was on something talking and just. You know, I don't take the guy very seriously, but he wants to be a spokesman for the progressive wing of the party.
Yeah. What happens after Pelosi's gone? What do you see?
Well, I think
retirement or?
Oh, I think a bunch of retirements. It's going to be really hard because the face of the Democrat Party, which have been Steny Hoyer and Pelosi, is going to be gone.
Well, maybe even a little Feinstein in there, too. I mean.
Yeah.
It means change, certainly.
I sure want to talk to you when you have a minute about a new concept I have. We've got to start measuring net worth of electeds going into office and net worth when they leave.
Does your calculator go that high?
Yeah. Well, no, but I if you want to, we should all be outraged. There's not a Democrat or Republican that should feel anything other than outraged at the amount of wealth that these people accumulate.
Topic for the next segment. Okay. When we return, it's 8:43.
Hey, folks. Flying local is buying local. And with three airlines serving five destinations, Humboldt County has more choices than ever. Fly an American, Avelo, or United Airlines. We have service to Denver, Hollywood Burbank, LAX, Phoenix, and San Francisco airports. Now's the time to book and save on that getaway. Or have friends and family fly to visit the beautiful Redwood Coast. For more information, go to flyhumboldt.org. Fly Humboldt, more flights to more destinations.
Good morning. KINS News and Information Time is 8:48. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Barkley. Rob, do you see this next upcoming political cycle, which I suppose is probably starting in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, it started.
Anything different? Are the dynamics different? Are the topics of discussion going to be different? The accountability going to be different? Is there anything that's going to make this one a little bit less predictable than what the last one was?
Yes. There's a general outrage of the public on a lot of policies. People are just flat out angry.
But is anybody going to be holding their feet to the fire? This time last year, Rush was still alive.
Yes.
Okay, he would do it. There is not a single individual now that has that ability at this point. So it's got to be more of a group.
Do I
you
think
see
no.
That
I
there's
I,
a group
I actually,
of individuals or people just more attentive to what's going on now.
Well, I think look at the riots. People are mad about that. Look at the border.
But we're still kind of uninformed. You know, what's going on in Portland now? Does anybody know if it's still happening or
most
not, or to what extent?
Most violent year, murder-wise, that they've had. It's up 100%.
Chicago?
It's always a shooting gallery.
Yeah. I mean, you know, regular guys don't hear a lot of that stuff because it's not, I guess in the old days, front page. It's something else, or we have to make overt effort to do research on these things individually.
We are making the effort, though. That's the part that you're right. We are... People are doing their own work. And so you have things like Breitbart You have things like Zero Hedge. And you really get a lot of information with very little effort.
Are we going to get better
Drudge
candidates?
Drudge used to be good, but Soros bought them. No one knows that. Soros owns Drudge.
Yeah, he changed.
Yeah.
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 Are we going to get better a better pool of candidates this time around?
Oh, have you looked at our candidates? The Republicans? They're young. They're attractive. Bunches of them were female. And
are they financed? Can they go up against the machine?
Yes. Yes. Work harder. Look at...
Well, they probably do have a lot more energy than you or I do.
Well, yeah. Look at, I contend that no 20-year-old can outwork me. Don't laugh that hard.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Apparently some of the brain cells are starting to take a vacation now,
yes,
too.
Yes, they are.
Oh, gee.
Well, I think it's going to be an interesting year. We live in interesting times. We do have a true conflict of visions. We have who really don't like America and don't like capitalism.
Are we salvageable?
We're salvageable from a culture standpoint. That's, and never forget, culture leads politics. Politics doesn't lead culture. Democrats would like politics to lead culture, but it doesn't.
Yeah, they're reflective of.
Our culture's improving dramatically. And so I'm pretty encouraged by that.
Semi-bullish or really bullish?
I'm bullish on the culture. I'm not as bullish on the economy. I read a book this weekend about the debt jubilee and about basically
forgiving. That's a great phrase.
Oh, yeah. And they said, well, it has been done historically. It's probably been done when the leader had a knife to his neck in like the Magna Carta.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing it. So, but I'm optimistic on the culture, and the culture will ultimately take us home. That's what I believe.
Roast beef, ham, turkey for Christmas.
Turkey and venison.
Oh, really? You're wild game?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I just don't think of too many stuffed deer on the
Christmas
table.
Stuff a deer. You just cook a delicious roast. You barbecue it. And then you do the turkey.
And you don't bring any Louisiana into this?
That is our son-in-law and daughter who will come up, and they will undoubtedly bring some Cajun sausage and things like that.
All right.
We haven't gone turducken in a while.
Fair enough. Thanks, bud.
All right, buddy. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. See everybody tomorrow.